Welcome, everybody. Share number 1120. Okay, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. We are in the middle of the, of course, the halachas of Shinoi Makom. And we're going through a little bit the halachas of Zayin Minim, the Shivas Aminim. If we establish the fact by, just backtrack a minute, we establish the fact by bread, you have to go back to the place where you ate, the bench, right? According to everybody, pretty much. Therefore, if one has to run out for a few minutes or whatever, they would not need a new hamotzi when they come back. By mizonos, we established the fact it's also machlokes, but many hold in the gra amongst them brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah is mashma like that also, that the bottom line is by mizonos, you make al hamichya, you have to make it in its place. In other words, if before you leave the place, make sure you make al hamichya. Therefore, if you ran out, had to run out in the middle for whatever the reason is, why don't you be careful to make it al hamichya. One does not need a new mizonos when they come back in the middle of eating my cake cookies, that once they ate a kazayas of the cake or cookies, pretzels, or any other mizonos, once I come back, I would not have to make a new mizonos. Now, just to read from the Dirshu, in our Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Hey, Dirshu Ois number 34, bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah, on the Peres Mishivas Aminim, he brings down, right, which we're trying to establish, and we saw the Shivas Aminim, those fruits, the figs, pomegranates, grapes, right? And he says, and dates is another one of them. So he says, what's the bottom line? So we saw it's machlokes. Mishmar says one has to be careful, lechatchila, for sure. One should be careful to make the after bracha, the al ho'etz, v'apriwetz, in the place before you left. And if you left, be careful to come back, lechatchila, for sure. Now he brings in the ois number 34, v'mishanim akoyma. He says like this, says the dirshu, lachachilas peres meshivas aminim. If you taka left, what do you back do? If you taka left, from our the modern day poiskim, let's put it like that. What's the bottom line if you taka left? Right? He says kosef. He brings number one, the sefer Berachos Habayis. He brings down Shari Chof Sif Dalid. He brings from Rav El Yashiv, the sefer Seisa Brachas brings from Rav Scheinberg. So he brings like that. So he says lechatchilu yivarech bracha achroinim. Like we said, lechatchila, one should be careful before you leave, make the bracha achrona. So in other words, like we said last year, we ended off that if you have to go out, I have to go out for 5 minutes. I'm coming right back. I'm in the middle of eating my grapes, right? We want to establish a case. I ate enough grapes for a al ha'etz v'apri ha'etz, but I'm continuing to eat my grapes. I'm eating a bag of grapes. So I leave the bag of grapes on the table and I run out for, let's say, 5 minutes or whatever the case is. Right, and how much time we said is a machlokes we're going to talk about, but I ran out for an established amount of time, 3, 4, 5 minutes, right, whatever, ran down the block. So now I had to go pick up my kid from the bus, but it took a little bit of time. So now the question is when I come back, if I know that I'm coming back, so what they're saying is he brings it again from Rav Yashiv, Rav Scheinberg, Delechatchila, Yevarech, Bracha Achrona, Beterem Yotzeh Mimekayim, and one should be careful to make a Bracha Achrona before they leave the place. Like we established the fact last year, he says further that v'ein zeh nechshav kebirchas shein etzricha. It's not a birchas shein etzricha, right? You'll say, well, what are you making al ha'etz? You have to make it. You should make al ha'etz val pri ha'etz. Why are you doing that? You're coming back in 5 minutes, right? No, it's not a birchas shein etzricha. Hayol v'oiseh kein kedei lotzis min ha'safik, because you're getting yourself out of a safik. A machlokes ha'poskim, and you're getting yourself out of a machlokes ha'poskim, and you have to be careful. So you make the after bracha first. We spoke about a few shiurim ago from, I think it was from Rav Shmuel Fershli, that the lemaisa we spoke about last time, somebody wants to eat a candy, right? Just to review, somebody wants to eat a candy after they're eating, let's say, chocolates or whatever. So make sure to make after they're eating a meal of shahakol, so make sure to make a burner fashes first, and then make a new shahakol, even though you'll say, what do you mean? It's a bracha shein etzricha. It's not a bracha shein etzricha because you're taking yourself out of a suffix. You might forget, whatever. Candy's going to take a long time, whatever the case might be. So you're taking yourself out. But over here, it's even stronger. You're taking yourself out of a suffix. Over here, it's even stronger because of the fact that it's a real machlokes ha'poskim. Over there was Taka also somewhat of a machlokes ha'poskim with the Magen Avraham and others, so I shouldn't say that. It's a machlokes ha'poskim over there also. When one is changing, starting to eat the candy, there's a whole bir halacha, which Rav Shmuel first spoke about. We spoke about also previous Yerim. But getting back to our subject over here also, it's a real machlokes ha'poskim, and therefore you're getting yourself out of the suffix, so it's not a bracha shein tzricha. So in other words, before you leave, even though you know you're coming back, make sure you make a al ha'etz ha'etz val pri ha'etz. And the same thing I want to just add, if you're going to take the bag with you, right? I'm taking the bag of grapes and I'm going to eat it by my friend's house. So again, it becomes a questionable situation. Machloikis. So again, make a al ha'etz val pri ha'etz before you leave, right? That's what they're saying over here. And if you ate a kazayis, as long as you ate the right amount, then you leave, you go to your friend's house, you take the same bag and you make a new bar pri ha'etz when you get to your friend's house. Okay, so he finishes off. So either way, whether you're coming back to the place or whether you're going down to your friend or some other place, make the al ha'etz val pri ha'etz, right? If you ate a kazayis on these things, figs, dates, the shivus aminim. I want to stress the shivus aminim. And then you make the new ha'etz afterwards. Now he says further, ochein le'inin l'chatchila. But l'chatchila, he brings from Rav Scheinberg shlita that sheyesh lochash l'shita sagra. L'chatchila, one should be choshish for the shita sagra, because the gra, according to the gra, you don't need to come back to the place to make a al ha'etz val pri ha'etz, according to the gra. V'lo l'shanis mimakim achila shivus aminim afilu kedei l'leches l'devar mitzvah, he says. Even if you're going out for a devar mitzvah, one should be careful not to do that. L'chatchila, again, l'chatchila. If you have to run out or you have to leave, whatever. Okay, so that's what we said. Make the al ha'etz val pri ha'etz. But l'chatchila, no. L'chatchila, one should be careful not to leave. In other words, as much as you can help it, v'loy l'shanes m'makam achilas shivus aminim. When you're in the place eating the shivus aminim, don't leave till you're done. Again, l'chatchil, if you could, even for a mitzvah, he says, afilu k'day l'lachas, the devar mitzvah, even for the devar mitzvah, because of the gra, because according to the gra, when you come back, you will need a new bracha before. Again, it's a whole machlaikis, but why get yourself into a machlaikis? So don't leave. If you have to leave, you have to leave. But if you can help yourself, try not to leave. That's what we're saying. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.